Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Jeju Air Flight 2216 crashed in South Korea on Sunday, exploding into flames and killing nearly everyone on board. Diane To from Reuters has more.
181 people were on board Jeju Air Flight 2216 when it crashed in South Korea on Sunday. Just two crew members have been rescued. It is the worst ever airline disaster on South Korean soil. The twin-engine Boeing 737-800 was seen skidding down the runway at Muan International Airport, apparently without landing gear. It slammed into a wall in an explosion of flames and debris. South Korean authorities have said they're looking into bird strikes as the possible cause of the crash. Boeing said it stood ready to support Jeju Air and that it extended its deepest condolences to the families who had lost loved ones.
Diane To for Reuters. Some members of the public in the capital Seoul worried the accident could be mishandled amid South Korea's ongoing political chaos. South Korea's acting president Choi Sung-mok, in an emergency meeting on Sunday evening, declared a national mourning period until January 4th over the plane crash at Muan International Airport. Azerbaijan state television reported Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev said on Sunday that the passenger plane that crashed in Kazakhstan, killing 38 people, had been damaged due to shooting from the ground in Russia. Aliyev said he regretted that, quote, some circles in Russia had tried to hush up the truth about the crash by sowing false narratives. He did say, however, that he didn't believe the plane was shot down intentionally. On Saturday, Russia's President Vladimir Putin apologized to Aliyev for what the Kremlin called a quote-unquote tragic incident over Russia in which the Azerbaijan Airlines plane crashed after Russian air defenses were fired against Ukrainian drones. This is VOA News. Seven people are reported killed and several injured after the Al-Wafa Hospital in Gaza's Shejaiya district was hit on Sunday morning, according to the territory's civil defense. The Israeli military said that Hamas militants were the targets of the strike on Al-Wafa Hospital and that the building struck no longer functioned as a hospital. Al-Wafa is located about 1 kilometer west of Gaza City's Al-Ahli Arab Hospital, which was hit earlier on Sunday. Holding elections in Syria could take up to 4 years, Syria's de facto leader Ahmed al-Shara said in remarks to be broadcast on Sunday, the first time he has commented on a possible electoral timetable since Bashar al-Assad was ousted this month. Drafting a new constitution could take up to 3 years, Shara said in written excerpts from the interview with the Saudi state-owned broadcaster Al Arabiya, due to be transmitted later on Sunday. He also said it would take about a year for Syrians to see drastic changes. The comment from Shara, who leads the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group that ousted Assad on December 8th, comes as the new government in Damascus has been seeking to reassure its neighbors that it has moved away from its roots in Islamist militancy. Former soccer player Mikhail Kavelashvili has been inaugurated as president of Georgia and what the opposition calls a blow to the country's EU aspirations and a victory for former imperial ruler Russia. Outgoing pro-Western Georgian president Salome Zurabishvili said Sunday morning that she would vacate her residence at the Orbeliani Palace in Tbilisi, but insisted she was still the legitimate office holder. I remain the only legitimate president. I take with me the flag and I take with me your trust. In his speech Sunday, Kavishlavili promised to be, quote, everyone's president, regardless of whether they like me or not, unquote. Polls opened in Croatia's presidential election on Sunday with incumbent Zoran Milanovic appearing to be the favorite in opinion polls. Dragan Primorac, the conservative candidate, called for unity as he cast his vote. Today is a great feast, Feast of Democracy, the day on which the citizens of Croatia will decide the future of our homeland. The election comes as the European Union and NATO member country of 3.8 million people struggles with biting inflation, widespread corruption, and a labor shortage. The election will go to a second round if none of the candidates wins a majority of the vote. The presidential role is to a large extent ceremonial as the head of state cannot veto laws, but has a say in foreign policy, defense, and security. Security matters. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.